fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 4th day of April, year of our Lord 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. I know a lot of you need reminders and a lot of you are procrastinators, and I'll keep repeating this as long as necessary, which will be pretty much nonstop. Here it is. First aid training, CPR, and getting your ham radio license. Basic foundational stuff that you hear over and over again, and some do and some don't. This is for the some don't crowd out there. Get your first aid training. If it's been more than a year or two, get a fresh course. Get your CPR training. If it's been more than a year or two, time to do it again. Get a refresher and get that ham radio license. These are foundational things that if you really, truly are interested in being prepared to do these things, if you're not, then you won't. Very simple. I remember it was the fall of 1994. I was involved in doing a pretty serious executive protection detail, working typically 60 hours a week, but I still found time to study for my ham radio license and take my tests. I did, and you can also. No excuses. We're going to have open lines this first hour. We'll have Leon Green with us, hour two. And the call number is 800-313-9443. We have a promotion going at my website at thelibertyman.com to help Republic Broadcasting. If you want to help Republic Broadcasting and get the opportunity to get an energy cleaner for $70 off retail, just click on that orange ball there, and you'll get the details. All you need to do is mail in a postcard. We have a drawing every other Thursday. The next drawing will be this coming Thursday, which would be Thursday, the 6th day of April. If your card is one drawn, you get the purchase of an energy cleaner, $70 off. $200 of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get to buy a mattress pad 10% off. Pretty good. Also, Tim Spencer had some unexpected expenses when he had his ankle broken during an ambulance ride. We still don't know exactly how that happened, but it did. There's a GoFundMe tile there on the left side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com, and we would appreciate appreciate any donation you can make to help Tim Spencer's family take care of these unexpected expenses due to that broken ankle. Okay, the headline on Drudge. Susan Rice ordered spy agencies to produce detailed spreadsheets involving Donald Trump's telephone conversations. How about that? Please recall what I said when this story was first coming out 4 weeks ago, how over and over again, for 2 years now, Donald Trump has made the mass media look like complete fools. So what happened? Donald Trump sends out a tweet, and he makes an allegation that the Obama administration was wiretapping him at Trump Tower. Well, for the 2 weeks and actually 3 weeks and even continuing up until this week, or maybe Friday was maybe about the last day, most of the mainstream media outlets were saying that Donald Trump was making allegations with no evidence. And what was John Moore saying? I was saying that if Donald Trump says it, he's got the evidence. This man is no fool. If he says it, he's got the evidence. And he's playing these people. The mass media, the mainstream media, he's playing them like a cheap fiddle. And they still haven't figured it out, even after 2 years. So the mainstream media builds up this swirling level of hysteria with all their commentators attempting to demean and marginalize the President of the United States for making these allegations with no evidence. And what happened beginning this past Friday? The evidence starts coming out, and now it's fully out. Susan Rice, the National Security Advisor to the President of the United States, Hussein Obama, was the person ordering the details from the spy agencies to provide her with what's being called detailed spreadsheets of Donald Trump's people. So, yes, President Obama was, in fact, wiretapping, using, the term is really kind of antiquated, but it serves a purpose, that Hussein Obama was, in fact, wiretapping Donald Trump's people at Trump Tower. Now, my friend Jim Rawls, James Wesley Rawls, he thinks it's time for a special prosecutor to be appointed. I agree. This now, when Director Comey said there was no evidence of wiretapping, he was probably out of the loop. I want to give the man the benefit of a doubt. The FBI may very well have been out of the loop. I know for a legal wiretap to be instituted, there has to be a court order issued by a special court that does these things. And of course, what a lot of people don't know is all that does is make the evidence that's gathered to be admissible in court because it's been a court order. I know the way it was done for decades is that the FBI or whoever, whatever agency it was, would run a wiretap without authority to get the evidence necessary to get the authority, so that everything they collected before they had a warrant was not admissible in court. But once they had the warrant, then everything they gathered from that point forward was admissible in court. So it was kind of an ironic situation that the government agencies would conduct a wiretap surveillance without authority, without a court order, in order to get the evidence they needed in order to get a court order. Kind of a convoluted thing, game that they were playing, but that's what they did for decades. We got a caller on hold here. We got Paul in New Jersey. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, John. John,
go ahead.
You know, I live in one of these liberal lefty towns. You know, what can I do? It's a nice little town.
You can move.
Yeah, I'm a bit dug in. You know, my son's all bonded with his schoolmates, and it's a little, you know, trickier. Actually, the tax is relatively low in comparison to other towns in New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And also, I'm linked with my career, so it would be tough for me to, pack up my bags.
That's a big thing to overcome, I know. I understand. Yep.
Yeah, so I figure another 7 years, then I'll eventually bail out when I'm near retirement.
All right.
Anyway, so tonight they're going to be putting on a, you know, basically a seminar, and I think it's going to, the head of police is going to be there, and from the sounds of it, it sounds about immigration, and that they're probably going to be a sanctuary city.
In your community?
Yeah, that's what I think is going to be happening. I have a feeling the policeman is going to stand up and basically say, I'm not going to enforce the law. I will selectively not enforce the law, and that's why I'm preparing my line of questioning. Hopefully we'll get a chance. We, you know, citizens, we taxpayers, you know, hopefully we'll get a chance to be able to speak up. And I'm going to bring up the very fact that which laws, other laws, do they have planned to not enforce anymore? I mean, do they plan on getting rid of murder? Is rape all of a sudden going to become legal? I mean, it's all arbitrary. And that's what I'm going to say. I want to humiliate these men in the sense that, is that what kind of precedent is that setting for children to let them know that laws really are selectively enforced by their law enforcement, you know, officers?
Right, right. Sanctuary City. Now, is there much Muslim presence in your community? Or
no, they're all it's all Hispanic. Let me tell you an interesting.
Hispanic. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
And let me tell you an interesting story. My wife is from the Czech Republic, okay? I married a beautiful woman from the Czech Republic. And she, when she was brought up in the 70s in the Czech Republic, they were under Soviet occupation.
That's
and
right.
So she was forced as a child to learn Russian. Okay. Now, years later, she emigrates to the United States. We marry. We have a child. We send our child to a school. Now, in our local township, we are so overrun by Hispanics that in my school, my son is forced to learn Spanish.
Really?
In school. Yeah, that's this. That's the second language that they're mandated to take in these liberal, degenerate, you know, towns and cities. I feel horrible that I let myself get established here before I sent my son to school. You know,
right? What grade is the boy in now?
He's in fifth grade.
Fifth grade. Yeah.
Yeah. But I thought the metaphor is interesting that we are still conquered, and you know, a sign of conquest is being forced to learn language of your conqueror.
Absolutely, absolutely, it is. Yes.
Yeah, and for some reason we always think that these little, you know, Hispanics are harmless and they don't mean anything, but they basically have taken over. Due to the weakness, because in my town there's a lot of restaurants, and so that's a big, you know, industry. You know, so they're doing all the kitchen staff work, a lot of the cooking work, things like that, and they're also associated with the construction trades, the ones that do work, right? And you see them out as day laborers out in front of the convenience stores looking for, you know, free, you know, for work for the day,
right?
And so those are the people who basically folded and turned over my section in New Jersey over to the Reconquista. In a sense, I'm a little reconquered enclave, you know, in the state of New Jersey. In a sense, they should already put up the Mexican flag and let them basically declare, even though they're only about, I'd say about 15%, 20% of the total population, but they're about 33% of the school population.
Right, because they have so many children, right?
Exactly. And they bring their children here to be educated. Right, exactly. And so this is what I'm saying about, you know, living in a liberal farce of a town of effeminate metrosexuals, right?
Right.
And letting them rule, but then it's partly my fault.
This event you're talking about going to, that's this evening?
Yeah, I will be going to tonight.
Okay, well, I just want to give you a heads up. First of all, you're not going to humiliate these people or change anything. That's not going to happen. And second of all, you'll be putting a target on your back if you go public with your beliefs. And I'm not sure what purpose that would serve that would help you. But I'm just giving you a heads up. These people cannot and will not be humiliated. Their agenda is going to move forward regardless of anything that Paul does or does not do. So, make your choice and make your decision based on what you think is best. But you will be putting a target on yourself if you go public with your beliefs, sir.
Yeah. I'm not really concerned about them. Because that's the one thing about these people. As I said, most of the city is filled with, urban metrosexuals, Democrat types, liberals, hippies. That's the majority of the town. They can never do anything. Most of them are unarmed. Most of them are weak. They can only do backbiting and maybe, raise my taxes or something like that, if they were going to do anything at all. And even then, they're not going to do it. I know this township. In a sense, they kind of are kind of interesting because there is an element of freedom here that I hear in the rural communities, people complaining about police abuse and these other factors. I don't have that in my town. Police corruption. Yeah, I think we're over police, but I don't think we have police corruption. And generally, these liberals are kind of altruistic hippie types, and they're actually semi-competent except for their political beliefs.
Semi-competent.
Yeah,
that's an interesting statement, Paul, to say the least.
Yeah, but I hear about these horror stories of things happening like where the police take your property illegally. They just confiscate it. And a lot of these things don't happen, or out west where they'll arrest somebody for collecting rainwater.
Right, right.
Yeah, I collect rainwater. Nobody cares. So, in a sense, that's one of the things about living among hippies is that hippies have a don't care attitude. So, yeah, they'll know I'm a right winger and they won't like me. But then a few days later and a few joints later, they just, move on and they're back to happy hippie land again.
Okay, well, give us a report tomorrow on what happens tonight, if you would.
Yeah, but I will ask one or two barbs concerning this, and state my disappointment that that they should just enforce the law and go along with it. Don't obstruct justice either. If the ICE comes into the city, you just have to allow them to come in. That's basically all I'm going to say.
Well, there's going to be any federal funding that your community gets is going to be cut off as a consequence of this if they do become a sanctuary city.
Yeah.
So
it
might be something that might have some merit to it.
Yeah. I'm concerned about the budget, too. I just don't think they should spend the money on any sanctuary for illegals. And likewise, I think we're actually, for a small city, I think we're overly policed, and that's something I want to bring up in town hall, is that I think we have too many police on the force, and we can, through attrition, lay some off. Uh-huh. All the police do is they sit around their expensive cops in their cop cars handing out tickets all day long. That's all it is. I mean, you can't drive 10 feet without police all over the place looking to give you a ticket.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. Well, like I said, give us a report on how this works out tomorrow, if you would, please.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate the call. Okay, call number is 800-313-9443. Susan Rice, National Security Advisor. This is somebody who has coffee with the president basically 6 or 7 days a week, depending on what's going on. Very, very close. Very, very close, very trusted, with the absolute highest security clearance that you can imagine. This woman could have gone any place she wanted to, any time, without an escort. That's what defines her level of security clearance, National Security Advisor. So what Donald Trump began, it's been about 4 weeks ago, with his tweet claiming that Hussein Obama was wiretapping him, his people, Trump Tower. The evidence is coming out. That's what's happening. The evidence is coming out. Hard, irrefutable evidence that began a year ago, according to what I'm reading here. This is an article from the Daily Caller stating what happened beginning a year ago that really went into high gear. When Donald Trump got the nomination. Here's our break. Call numbers 800-313-9443.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I was talking to Wes Peters the other day, and he continues to amaze me at the diligence that he brings to the table, the knowledge he brings to the table, and he really looks forward to helping all of you to understand and clarify your goals and achieve your goals. Right now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Swiss America tile there on the left side, you'll see all the brand new articles as of today. Wall Street's Fear Index drops the most in about 5 months as Trump spooks Market Watch, and many more. It's peace of mind knowing that Wes Peters has been doing this for 8 years, and Swiss America has been at it for 36 years. Go to my website, scroll down to the Swiss America tile, read what you need to read, and then call Wes Peters. Here's Wes's telephone number. It's 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 4th day of April. Got a call on hold here. We got Mark in Oregon. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Real good. What's on your mind, sir?
Yes, Mr. Moore, years ago, like back in the days of Waco and Ruby Ridge, there was people talking about how they could forcibly be told to house maybe foreign troops or whatever, but now that these sanctuary cities issue is here, have you ever heard that they could forcibly, like if you and I lived in one of these big cities, we had to house, if we had room, some of these people? Have you ever heard that?
I have not heard anything at all about that. Is this something you've heard about?
No, but I haven't heard if something like that could ever happen. I'm sure, things got bad enough.
The most likely place for something like that to happen would be a place like San Francisco, I don't know what is going on there, but very delusional thought patterns going on. So that's not an issue I'm aware of. Anything else there, Mark?
No, I just appreciate what you're doing, and okay. Thank you.
Good, thank you. Next we go to Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave. Dave in New York.
John D. Hello?
You're on the air.
Hi, John. Did you have any interest in different things that I see on the Internet about giants in Antarctica? Do you believe there's such a thing as giants down there? Question number one.
Well, I read Steve Quayle's book, and I urge everybody to get a copy and read it, Empire Beneath the Ice. And Steve has done some updates also on it. I was just watching an update recently. I do know, I'll tell you what I do know, that there's a lot of activity down there that it can't be accounted for in any proper manner. We've got world leaders going down there for the stated purposes of which make no sense whatsoever. Google Earth has blocked out hundreds of square miles of the Antarctic so you can't see what's going on down there, and more, and lots more. As far as giants, I've seen no evidence of giants, but here, I know locally here in my county, Crawford County, there's people who recall when an 8-foot skeleton was recovered from my local cave, and the Smithsonian Institute took custody of it, and nobody ever heard about it since. Steve Quayle has a conference coming up in Branson, Missouri, in a few months away about the giants, and that I may be attending that. We'll see.
Last question, John. If you were going to ask President Trump any three questions in importance or in order of importance, what would they be, John?
Ask the President of the United States three questions.
Yes.
I would probably want to take some time to really think about and ponder it rather than be off the cuff here like I am with your question, hitting me, blindsided me here. I would take time to ponder it and think about it and come up with three really good questions. I'm not sure right now what those questions would be, Dave, so I apologize.
Well, John, to make it quick, because I got President Trump on the other line, we'll bring him on if you got three.
I appreciate your sense of humor, Dave, but if I had access to the President of the United States for a few minutes to ask three questions, I would want to make sure that they were very important questions, and I can't really do that off the top of my head.
A lot. I'll give you just one question. I can't move you, huh, John?
Now, I would like to know what the status of the POWs left behind in Vietnam is. I would like to see them recovered. Anything else, Dave?
No, sir. That's it. Thanks, John.
Okay, thank you. Next, we go to Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn. We got a break coming up soon.
Okay, I'd like to wait through it if possible. First of all, I guess the first things first, about the GoFundMe fundraiser for Tim. I know I believe you have thousands of listeners, John, and I just wanted to point out that GoFundMe is very safe. You do use a credit card, but it is a very safe way of doing it. It's not going to cause a problem, and your $5 matters. Many hands make light work.
It does.
Get a great many.
You want to hold on to the break, Glenn? You want to hold on
yes,
to the
please.
Break? Okay, we have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get an opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number. And I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 4th day of April. Yes, in fact, there are many thousands of you men and women all over the planet listening to me right now on Tuesday, the 4th day of April. Many of you, probably most of you, unfortunately, have either arthritis pain or back pain, not getting a great night's sleep, or all the above. And you're sitting there thinking, what John Moore talks about this energy cleaner 3 or 4 minutes every hour. I wonder if that thing would help me. Well, why just ponder it? Why procrastinate? Because I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. No sense in procrastinating. Go ahead and place your order. Get your energy cleaner. Get yourself a factory-made fitted mattress pad. Sleep on this thing every night. And you'll be most likely, 95%, 97% chance, most likely, your arthritis pain will be mitigated. The back pain will be mitigated. You'll get the best night's sleep you've enjoyed without chemicals for years. Most likely that's what will happen. Only $295 should be included to American zip codes. Mattress pads vary, of course, by the size. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. PayPal, of course, is the most secure way to make any payment online. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free auto line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're taking your questions, calls, and comments at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Let's continue here, Glenn.
I just want to finish up the thought on the GoFundMe. I think maybe a lot of your listeners know and like Tim, but you know might be intimidated, be willing to help, but are leery of that of the online safety. So GoFundMe has been in business for a long time. It's very secure, if we could get like a lot of people even making little donations, that could put.
Put us over the top.
Over the goal. Yeah.
One of our listeners mailed me a check to my address, and I'm mailing it in turn to Tim this morning. So there's lots of ways to skin this cat, but you're right, Glenn. The GoFundMe apparatus is a secure, simple, and quick way to do it safely. Okay, yeah. What else is on your mind?
Tim's a great guy. We all benefit from his presence and his program on, so we appreciate him. Right. Good way to show him. Now, three questions for Trump, three easy ones. Why did he keep Comey? Why did he get rid of Flynn? And why in the world did he pick Priebus? So that is just quick thoughts off the top of my head.
Okay.
I'm sure there are better ones. But your caller from New Jersey has a son in fifth grade talking about when they maybe going another 7 years. Okay, his son would just be finishing up high school, and then he could relocate. My suggestion is we don't have 7 years before a lot of things go south and really cattywampus, you know.
I do know.
we do not have 7 years. I don't think we have 3 years, but before things start going sideways badly. But anyway, so where you are, where you're going to be, where you are, if you don't move now, you know, basically.
Yeah. Nobody said it would be easy. And Paul, situation Paul is in is the same situation many of my listeners are in, that they feel captive to their current situation because of employment. The secondary reason, of course, would be the social aspect of his son's life, which is something to consider. But these are issues, but they are also it's a matter of how bad do you want it. How bad do you want to be in a safe location? I don't know what community in New Jersey he's in, but I'm sure he's less than a half a tank of fuel from tens of millions of people in that part of the country, which greatly diminishes any chance of survival in a long-term crisis.
Right. I personally have made my own choices. I have commitments, basically. I'm a caregiver by profession. I have, relatives and stuff like that. And, my evacuation is going to be vertical. either through death. My retirement is in heaven, and trusting God with that. So given my age and my physical condition, I wouldn't really be that much of an asset to a community in a zombie apocalypse scenario. Could easily end up becoming a burden, given my age and just not well geared to gearing up to strenuous lifestyle, like in the community you're presently building with the Ozark. People need to be able to contribute, work, and stuff like that. I'm going to have physical limitations that would make me less than 100% desirable for such a community.
We
make our choices. Right. Yeah, exactly. Right. We make our choices and we live with them. About the ham radio, you made a good point. I noticed you endorsed using automotive mobile rigs. Very effective because
Well, that's where the power is. Yeah, it's so predictable because I've been around ham now for 23 years, and almost all men and women, the first thing they do is get a little 5-watt handy talkie, or what many people call walkie talkie, which is the least powerful, the least effective way to use ham. But that's what people do.
Oh yeah. Well, 6 meters. When the repeaters are down for the UHF and VHF stuff. When the repeaters are down, six meters will get you a good distance regionally from car to car, So, and especially on stuff that you can run on 12 volts or, right. Just like you emphasized having multiple magazines for your guns, multiple batteries, because, you may not have access to batteries. So batteries that you can rotate on a charging system, like they do with power tools now and everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Multiple radios and many batteries to swap them out on the fly.
When I go out into the field, I always have backup batteries for my radios. Absolutely. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Call number is 800-313-9443. We got Michael Doran, D-O-R-A-N, Delta Oscar Romeo Alpha November, former National Security Council Senior Director. Told the DCNF, I'm not sure what the DCNF is, Monday, that somebody blew a hole in the wall between national security secrets and partisan politics. This was a stream of information that was supposed to be hermetically sealed from politics, and the Obama administration found a way to blow a hole in that wall. Doran charged that potential serious crimes were undertaken because, this is a direct quote, this is a leaking of signal intelligence. That's a felony, continuing to quote, he told the DCNF. And you can get 10 years for that. It is a tremendous abuse of the system. We're not supposed to be monitoring American citizens. Bigger than the crime is a breach of public trust. Now, this is pretty serious stuff. Pretty serious stuff. I'm National Security Council. Yeah, so Michael Doran is a former director of the National Security Council. Now, there's some serious credentials here. If this man says that Susan Rice was committing a felony, then most likely she was committing a felony, and just as likely she was doing it with the advice and consent of Hussein Obama, which implicates him in a criminal conspiracy. Here's what we hear this word conspiracy thrown around all the time. But this is what the word conspiracy means. Two or more people planning, getting together, discussing, committing a crime in the future. When two or more people are planning to commit a crime, that is a conspiracy. That's what it is. Plain and simple. And that's what was taking place here between the National Security Advisor Susan Rice and Hussein Obama, President of the United States. Now, most likely, Susan Rice will attempt to protect Hussein Obama, and she will say that she did it on her own. Come on, give me a break. Give me a break. No, that's not the way these things work. Not at that level. Not at that level. Hardly. Hardly. President Trump has been in office now since the middle of January. He took the oath of office. So we got February, March, April, not quite 3 months, right? This is serious stuff. Very serious. Crimes have been committed. I don't know if it raises to the level of treason or not, but they certainly are potential felonies, potential felonies involving the very highest levels of the Hussein Obama administration, including the president himself. Yeah, I would love to see a special prosecutor appointed and get into these high crimes. I would love to see it expanded into investigating Hussein Obama himself, and the exposing once and for all to the public the fact that he was not qualified to be president of the United States because he had a foreign-born father, and that's what's not talked about. To be president of the United States, you have to be to be a natural-born citizen. Two things have to be in place. First of all, born on American soil, which he probably was not. And that evidence is not crystal clear yet. It is to me, but not to the general public. But the other part of being a natural-born citizen is you have to have two American parents. If you have one American parent, you're not a natural-born citizen. You are, in fact, a dual national. So Barack Hussein Obama could have, if he chose to, could have a British passport because Kenya, at the time he was born, the country of his father Barack Obama Sr., at the time Barack Hussein Obama was born, Kenya was a colony of England, and he could have a British passport because of that. The founding fathers did not want a dual national to become president of the United States. That's what the term, there was a Supreme Court decision in the 19th century that goes into what a natural born citizen is. You're going to have split loyalties. That was a concern of the founding fathers. You're going to have split loyalties if you're a dual national. Now, my great-grandfather, Henry Moore, he came to the United States from Ireland. And he became an American citizen, him and his wife. I never met my great-grandfather, but I knew my great-grandmother. She was alive until I was about 8 or 10 years old. Their son, John Moore, was my grandfather, and John Moore's son, Daniel, was my dad. So that's my heritage on my dad's side. Now, my grandfather, John Moore, he could not have run for president because he was not a natural-born citizen, since both his parents came from Ireland. Both his parents came from Ireland. So even though my grandfather was born in the United States, his parents were not American citizens, and therefore he would not have been eligible to run for president. Dual nationals cannot be president of the United States. They simply can't because they're not natural-born citizens. So we'll see. I don't know what's being talked about in the Oval Office, obviously. I'm not on their email list. I don't get any memos faxed to me. I know it's being discussed. Of course it's being discussed. That the National Security Advisor, Susan Rice, was engaged in illegal activity involving the President of the United States, Hussein Obama, of course that's being discussed at the very highest levels, involving the Attorney General of the United States and any other officials that need to be involved. Of course that's being discussed. What do we do? What in the world do we do? High crimes have been committed. Do we appoint a special prosecutor? That would be probably the smart thing to do in terms of the political outfall from this. I would love to see a side note here. I would love to see Donald Trump give the news networks, ABC, CBS, and so forth, give them a week off from getting access to the White House press room. Sort of a timeout. What do you do to grade school children when they screw up? You give them a timeout, right? That's what needs to happen. They need to have a timeout because of the way they've been treating this issue. Let them ponder that for a little bit. Yeah. Now that the evidence is being revealed, they're talking about alleged allegations that Susan Rice did this. They're not alleged allegations. The evidence is crystal clear that Susan Rice was, in fact, up to her eyeballs in ordering the information be given to her in a format that was easy to analyze, and what they call spreadsheets. when you get something like that in a spreadsheet format, it's real easy to connect the dots and see who's talking to who and what the chain of command is and what's being said, why it's being said, and so forth. We got a caller on hold here. We got Eric in Missouri. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, John. I just got one question here. There isn't the sheriff in that county that Trump was in. Doesn't he have to be notified of any activity going on outsourcing like wiretapping or anything? Doesn't he have to know that?
Not that I'm aware of. And I'm not sure.
If they use... Go ahead.
Hold on. There's 3,000, more than 3,000, about 3,300 counties in the United States. I'm not sure what county New York City is in, but many of these counties, especially in municipal areas like New York City, they've taken away most of the authority of the county sheriff. I know in my hometown in St. Louis County, the county sheriff has been marginalized to be basically a paper pusher with no real authority anymore. When I went to a charter form of government, the sheriff is not even elected anymore. He's just an appointed figurehead that takes care of some routine administrative matters. And I don't know what the situation is in New York City. I'd say it's a high likelihood that's what they've got up there.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering because I know some counties, the sheriff, you know, if they do any legal activity like that, they have to be notified.
It depends on the county. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Thank you.
JR Moore here on Tuesday, the 4th of April. During a break, I looked up a number of counties in the United States of America, 3,142, ranging from the state of Delaware, which has three counties, the state of Texas, which has 554 counties. Well, that's a lot of county seats. My goodness. Missouri has 113 counties, by the way. Okay. Well, we've got about 3 minutes here before the top of the hour. It's been an interesting hour visiting with you folks, kind of all over the map in a lot of different areas. But getting back to the original premise of this hour was, we now have hard evidence that the National Security Advisor, this is the person who meets with the president, at least by telephone, if not in person, 7 days a week, very, very close. I don't know how far down the hall from the Oval Office the National Security Advisor's office is, but not very far. Not very far. Susan Rice. Yeah, Susan Rice. Yeah, this is a big deal. Yeah. So we have the former U.S. Attorney in the United States making a statement that Susan Rice ordered spy agencies to produce detailed spreadsheets involving Donald Trump, Donald Trump's people, his campaign, and so on and so forth. Very, very, what can we say? U.S. Attorney, this is from U.S. Attorney Joseph DeGenova. Joseph DeGenova is saying this, making this statement. This is not some internet rumor. This is the real deal. Well, next hour we're going to have Leon Green joining us, unless he's off skiing someplace, or maybe in the middle of another precision rifle class, or maybe laying underneath his deuce and a half making some repairs. But we'll be talking about doTERRA essential oils and all the wonderful benefits that the essential oils can bring to you. I know that I'm learning more myself all the time about the benefits of doTERRA essential oils and how to incorporate them into my daily life. It's been an adventure. It's been fun. And you can join us. You can join us and join the adventure. Join the fun also to help have the fun, full, healthy, productive life that everybody wants to have, don't you? Isn't that pretty normal to want to have a healthy, fun, full, productive life? Of course it is. Of course it is. And doTERRA essential oils can and should be part of that, in my opinion. Why not? Why not? doTERRA is the purest and highest quality oils that you can find. They really are. I hope that the Attorney General of the United States follows up with what's coming out regarding Susan Rice and Hussein Obama and the rest of the Obama administration engaging in these illegal activities. We shall see. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.